I need to talk to you and Carol about the way this process is working.
This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to invite Troop 99 from the Presbyterian Church of the Covenant, who's working on their communications merit badge, to come up to the front and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And while they're doing that, I'd just like to recognize Bob Meter, who was recently recognized for his 75 years in scanning, which is slightly longer than Baden Powell. So thank you, Bob. Thank you, Troop 99, if you could lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving to item B on the agenda, the approval of the minutes. Does anyone have any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting on February 22nd, 2011?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Hearing none, there's been a motion for approval of the minutes. And a second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Next, we turn to announcements from members of council. Does any member of council have announcements?
Mr. President.
Yes, Councilman Retta.
Thank you. On ordinance under introductions, 11-022, I would not be introducing it tonight due to some final corrections made.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Okay. Any other announcements from members of council? Thank you, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be leaving substitute number 1 to 11-008 tabled this evening.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Substitute 1008. Any other announcements from council? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will not be introducing ordinance number 11-024. We're going to remove that altogether. That ordinance has to do with the pension changes. And the reason for that, we have made changes to that ordinance, and we continue to make changes. And to the extent that I can, I prefer to not deal with a lot of substitutions. Not saying that it won't end up being a substitute ordinance, but for now, I think that we're much better off just coming with the brand new ordinance.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any other announcements from members of council? Seeing none, moving to item D on the agenda, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, could you please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances, excluding the ones we just discussed?
Ordinance 11-018, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 12, drainage, regarding the stockpiling of soil during construction. Ordinance 11019, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 12, drainage, regarding illustration of adequate drainage conveyance for land-disturbing activities. Ordinance 11020, to revise Chapter 8, non-conforming situations of Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, regarding redevelopment. Ordinance 11021, to revise Chapter 6, buildings and building regulations of the Newcastle County Code. Ordinance 11023, amend the annual operating budget to revise the communications and utilities line item within the Department of Special Services funding of the Powell Center Utilities. Ordinance 11025, change the pole type from optional 12-foot aluminum pole to standard pole for the street lights for the Village of Bayberry North subdivision located in St. George's Country.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the March 22nd council meeting, with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Moving to item E on the agenda, reports from the select and special committees. Do I have reports from the committees of council? Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, the Finance Committee met this afternoon. We considered one resolution, two ordinances. We also received legal advice from counsel.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Councilman Powers.
Yes, Special Service met on March 1st at 1:30 on the 8th floor, Council Meeting Room. An update was given on the Clear Water Pilot Program.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. On March 1st, the Land Use Committee met. We heard three ordinances from Councilman Powers and another ordinance from Councilwoman Diller and Councilman Powers on unregistered vehicles.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee met today on the 8th floor, and we had a presentation from our EMS chief and basically combined three presentations into one regarding staffing and services in the Newark area.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other announcements to committees?
Mr. President.
I'm sorry. Councilman Hollins.
As I omitted, make an announcement at our last meeting on the 22nd, but the Community Services Committee met on this 22nd of February, and we did discuss the possibility of a gift for the Southern Library site. We had two presenters there, one from Bayberry, Blenheim Homes, and one from DeSabatino, Greg DeSabatino. Is it Greg?
Brian
DeSabatino. Thank you. The possibility of a site for the Southern Library. Also, on tonight's agenda, if I may announce, the PAL Center reimbursement ordinance is there for an introduction, which is a requirement that we have a permanent ordinance whenever an emergency ordinance is passed by council. And the ordinance that we passed to appropriate the $100,001 to Delmarva was an emergency ordinance. And I realize that there are questions around from different members of council and others about this ordinance, and I would hopefully get those questions answered in order that we're not on the floor a couple of weeks from now with a lot of questions that I may not be able to answer, but it's only a replacement ordinance which is required to replace the emergency ordinance. So hopefully we won't be on the floor in 2 weeks from now going around about what this ordinance is all about. Whatever questions people may have, hopefully we will have them in a timely fashion to answer them beforehand.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. I believe that's an incredibly fair request, and that's a fantastic procedure. Councilman Weiner, do you want to report on a special committee?
There was no special committee that met. Oh, yes, there was a special committee that met. Ad hoc committee on electronic documents. Committee met with the administration on the Tuesday of council meeting of last week, and at which time we've made additional progress working collaboratively with the administration to find ways to change from paper to electronic documents on our website to make our government more transparent and open and to allow the public to have ready, instant, and immediate access and to save costs by not going to print.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. And I'll report on the executive committee meeting. We had March 1st, 2011 to discuss rule changes, and we had an executive committee meeting on March 8th, 2011, which we discussed and voted approval for two rule changes. In addition, we discussed that we're going to be going back to a schedule for executive committee meetings twice a month, and those meetings will be regularly scheduled on the committee meeting days. Any other reports from council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. By way of introduction, our consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a council member or the public if discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up if there is a particular item of concern. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member wants removed?
There's only one.
I know. Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes an item to remove from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 11025, honoring the town of Middletown on their 150th anniversary celebration of incorporation.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to item G, presentations. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation tonight?
I don't have a presentation. I was going to just...
Oh, I'm sorry, Councilman Bowers.
Just with the town, on Monday, I'll be presenting this 150th.
What time and where will you be presenting the 150th?
The town council.
Town council?
Yes.
In Middletown?
Yes.
Monday
Anybody
night?
Anybody wants to come.
And an after party at Councilman Powers' house?
At Sully's.
Oh, at Sully's.
It's right there, the same parking lot.
There you go. Moving on, seeing no other presentations or announcements about the resolutions, moving on to items removed from the consent calendar along with other resolutions. Making sure. Okay. Just confirming, thank you, just for clarity, for tonight, R11026 has been removed. So moving on to R11027. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, I would like resolution 11-0270 read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
R11027, consenting to the reappointment of Arthur Wilson to the Newcastle County Planning Board.
As read.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sheldon. Any further comments? Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor for questions and comments. Does anyone have any questions or comments from the floor? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R11-027.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R11-027 is approved. Moving on to R11-028, Ms. Diller.
Yes, I'd like R11-028 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11028, consenting to the reappointment of Alexine Clunin to the Newcastle County Historic Review Board.
Thank you very much, Councilwoman Diller.
To quote Mr. Sheldon, as read.
Anyone else from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R11-028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. R11-028 is approved. Moving on to R11-029. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes, I move that resolution R11029 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11029, consenting to the appointment of Rebecca Young to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission.
Thank you very much, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
As read.
Very good. And does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Any comment from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R11-029.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you very much. R11-029 is approved. Move on to R11-030. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes, thank you. I move that resolution R11030 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11030, resolution authorizing on behalf of Newcastle County the issuance of the county's general obligation bond, Bartleshaw Farms Wastewater Project Series of 2011 SRF in the maximum principal amount not to exceed $242,526. Authorizing the county executive to determine the final terms and conditions of the bond, authorizing the execution of a financing agreement with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, acting by and through the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, providing for the purchase of the bond, and authorizing the execution of various documents in connection therewith.
Thank you very much, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. That's a very extensive title.
Yes, it is. If you didn't understand it, which I didn't the first three times I read it. Basically, this was a wastewater project in community of Bridleshire Farms, very extensive, in an area that has a lot of rock. And during the project, they hit a rock shelf, which added, obviously, to the cost of the project. They were able to work with DENREC to get a loan at 2% to cover the increase in cost of this project. And this basically authorizes the purchase of that bond.
Thank you very much, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Does anyone from the council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R11-030.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bill is 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. R11-030 is approved. Moving on to item J, ordinances. Ordinance 11-017. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 11-017 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11017, amend the grants budget appropriate funds to the Children's Computer Resources Grant.
Thank you very much. Councilman Hollins.
This is a $40,000 grant from the State of Delaware Division of License, Computers. Division of Libraries. Actually, it's $38,000 from the state, and the additional $2,000 is coming from County Pride for a total of $40,000 for what is called a Children's Computer Resource Grant. There will be an age-appropriate computer resource and software for children in each of the county's nine libraries, and will also include the lending library at the Garfield Park. And there's no county dollars involved with this as a matching grant or anything of that sort.
Thank you very much, Councilman Hollins. Does any member of council have any questions or comments on Ordinance 11-017? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on Ordinance 11-017? Seeing no comments, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-017.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
No. Yes. Sorry.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes, I guess.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bill is 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 11-017 is approved. Moving on to substitute 2 for Ordinance 11-003, Councilman Powers.
Yes, I move that substitute 11-003 be pulled from the table. Don't we have to pull it off the table?
Okay. There's been a motion to remove substitute 2 to Ordinance 11-003 from the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to lift it off the table. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Yes, I move that substitute ordinance 11-003 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 2 to Ordinance 11003 to revise Chapter 7 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as the Property Maintenance Code, regarding inoperable unregistered vehicles on private property.
Thank you very much, Councilman Powers.
Yes, this is something that Councilwoman Diller and I have worked on, and we've made some changes with a program to try with with a permit going, not, it's 180 and can be extended one time. That was kind of brought up in the workshop that this was needed, they felt. So this is the ordinance. I don't know if Councilwoman Diller has anything to say.
Councilwoman Diller, do you have any comments or anything to add regarding this resolution, regarding this ordinance 003?
I think it's been pretty thoroughly discussed.
Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I just want to comment. I understand and I sympathize with the reasoning behind it, and I appreciate all the work that went into it. But there's just no way I can support this ordinance. I mean, I've been dealing the last couple of weeks with, now that the weather's breaking, the uptick in complaints on vehicles that are unregistered, expired tags and all in the streets. And every time they get contacted, inevitably, they move it to the driveway. I know that doesn't make the neighbors happy. I understand there's a sticker program, which now, with the changes, they could actually be exempt for the whole year that this pilot program would be in. They can get 180 days, and then they could get another 180. So I'm just saying, for me, I'm working with land use to try to bring the county law, the county code, in line with state. Right now, our weight limits are different from the state. So you can drive it. You can't drive it on a state road, but if you can make it in and get it in your driveway, now you're okay. And it, quite honestly, it came full circle for me this morning as I was traveling about 5:30 this morning down to Bear, where I got a vehicle in front of me with no tags. They're rolling on the street. But once they can hit their driveway, now they're safe. So I just have a problem. I'm trying to unify with state law, and we're basically creating a mechanism to get away from it. So that's just for me. That's my issue, and I just can't support it for those reasons.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Arretta.
Thank you. I'm really rustled on this one because I sympathize with what's going on out in the public, economically wise, but in all, just in one area of the district, I have a lot of problems with cars being untagged or tags removed, backing them up to the garage where the front of the car is facing the street, so the code officer can't get in there and really look at it the right way, and things of that nature. And then, just like Councilman Smiley said, they're taking the cars and they're playing checkers with them. They're taking them off the driveway, putting them in the street. The police come. They know. They put them back in the driveway. So then the code officer has to go. The code officer has to turn them in anyway, you know, to the police when they see them. And, you know, by changing Title 21, because that's what this is adopted under, it's basically we take Title 21 and we use that. And by changing it around, you know, I just can't really see the significance of it helping this out without really handcuffing their code officers.
Thank you, Councilman Rado. Councilman Street.
This would probably work in BRI, maybe in Councilman Powell's district, but it affects the entire county. And I don't care how you put it, and I understand the intention of it, it gives everybody the right to have a piece of junk in their driveway for at least 6 months. And that 6 months is actually a year. And then if it's a prime piece of junk, they can come to us and get it in the driveway for more than a year. So I understand the intention, but I know I catch a lot of grief and aggravation from folks who are upset about abandoned, unregistered vehicles and properties next door and properties in the back of them, and this is just going to make it worse because it leaves too much latitude for mischief on the part of folks who are already in violation of the code. So I can't support it.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too am a little bit have been torn with this ordinance. I've reached out to my community. I've engaged them. I've asked the presidents their issues and their concerns. They've supplied me back with quite a bit of feedback. I believe under certain circumstances, we absolutely are to be granting waivers, per se, for expiration of tags, whether somebody possibly could be in the military, circumstances beyond their control. I didn't have enough answers. I did ask somebody earlier if this was coming up or going to remain tabled. They weren't really sure either. Obviously, it's here for the vote now. Like I said, I haven't been able to get this back, so I'm not going to be able to support it tonight. I think it does have merit under certain circumstances. I just wonder if, like one thing being said, if, you know, they got the two 180-day extensions, and this is only is going to have a sunset provision after a year. Would this start back over again in the year, and then you get another year? You know, I wasn't able to get the information back to the communities that I needed to get back to them, and the presidents of the maintenance organizations, mainly who I serve, and they just issued me enough concerns that I wouldn't be able to support it tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Any other comments from councilmen? Council. Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Any questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 11-003.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 7 yes, 6 no.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-003 is approved. Moving on to substitute number 1 for ordinance number 11-008. Councilman Bell, is this to remain tabled?
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to ordinance 09-106, Councilman Powers.
Yes, I move that 09-106 be pulled up from the table.
The motion has been made to lift ordinance 09-106 from the table. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Councilman Powers?
Yes. I move that ordinance 09-106 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Thank you. Okay.
Second.
We have a second.
09-106, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, Southwest Side Church Road, northwest of Red Line, and southeast of Meridian Boulevard, 135 acres from NCMM Neighborhood Conservation Mobile Manufactured to ST Suburban Transition.
Thank you very much. Councilman Powers.
Yes, this was before us and had a lot of questions, been to workshop twice, and here we are again.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Do you wish to introduce a witness to discuss the...
I guess they want to talk about it.
It appears, due to a presence at a microphone, that... I mean, it's your ordinance. It's your ordinance.
I mean, we've heard it a couple of times.
Okay. Councilman Cartier?
Yes, I would like to, you know, get a little refresher from the applicant's attorney and so that I'm fully aware of this as I go to vote.
Thank you. Could you please state your name for the record, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Richard Abbott on behalf of the applicant Sterling Property Holdings. Also with me is Carmen Casper of Howard Robertson, the project engineer. And members of council, we have been before you at one prior general meeting and two council land use workshops, so I won't belabor the point. This is the first of three related applications which are arising from a settlement agreement from litigation. The crumpled up old 1974 mobile home park plan, which is the best copy we can get, is the plan that would expire and be extinguished pursuant to the settlement agreement. and the approval of the three rezoning ordinance package that we have on the agenda tonight. Excuse me. I think one thing that council should keep in mind is, although this is somewhat out of the ordinary, the thing that makes it very common is it's a proposal to downzone the property to ST, or to rezone it to ST, whatever you want to call it, as well as the other two rezonings, which are to ST. And in the last 5 years, council has considered nine rezoning applications to ST. All nine have been approved. All nine have received positive recommendations from both the Planning Board and the Land Use Department. And this particular proposal, as well as the next two on the agenda, share all of those attributes in common. I sent a letter to members of council on March 3rd, sort of summarizing some of the discussion and the clarification points that were reached at our land use workshop last Tuesday. So those council members that were not with us last Tuesday hopefully have had a chance to look at that five-point summary. The bottom line is, if you approve this particular ordinance, you will wipe out a 688-unit mobile home park that contains 688 units. It's zoned NCMM. It could be resubdivided in accordance with the old code. The new plan, which would come forward on this site, would have to be 100% UDC compliant. There is no associated plan at this time because it is a proactive rezoning, as council considers every now and again, probably one or so every year or two. So this is very standard, nothing out of the ordinary in that respect. And basically, the Planning Board and the Land Use Department both recommended favorably, so regardless of the settlement, the actual land use and the five-part UDC rezoning criteria have been found to be met by both the land use professionals as well as the citizen board, Mr. Wilson being one of them, who was just reappointed here earlier tonight. So there have been a number of questions raised. I think we've addressed them. Traffic, the impact on the roads, et cetera, will be addressed on this project, or this site, when a project actually gets specifically proposed for it down the road. So all you're doing tonight is getting rid of a mobile home park and downzoning a site from an NCMM under the old zoning category. You could develop it with up to 9.5 units to the acre. It actually was based on a minimum 3,500 square foot lot size, but when you do the math, it works out to about 9.5 units per acre for a 135-acre site such as this one. So I think we've answered the questions. Certainly, if there are any more tonight, we'll be glad to entertain them and hopefully answer them for you.
Any questions from council? Councilman Weiner?
Yes. I recognize it's a proactive rezoning, and there's no associated plan. Why could there not be a plan so that we could understand how this ST would be utilized?
Well, it's a good question. I think the main reason is that as a part of the agreement, the desire was to develop the other two sites, which are the next two items on the agenda. Those two sites totaled would produce, if approved, 568 units. In this economy, given the surplusage that will already exist with 568 units and other lots already approved at other sites owned by my client, and the five-year sunsetting clock that ends up ticking, you can be over-approved. That's one reason. I think the other reason is, in all honesty, that my client really doesn't have any idea what he wants to do with this site. His attention was focused more on the two properties that are next on the agenda. So that's the best answer I can give you.
Thank you.
Any other council person have questions for Mr. Abbott? Do I see Mr. Wilson, are you wishing to comment or just available for? Okay. I think that might be now.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Mr. Wilson, could you please come forward and state your name and position for the record?
Good old Mr. Wilson. Thank you, Mr. President. Greg Wilson, County Attorney. First, in response to Councilman Weiner's question, I think another response would be that the purpose of the rezoning with regard to this parcel for the old plan is to extinguish that plan and to change the zoning from what we believe is an inappropriate zoning in today's time, being the mobile home park, to something that is more reasonable. So the purpose is to wipe out the traffic rights, to wipe out any grandfathered status, and to put it to a zoning that is more appropriate. So I don't think the developer gets a great deal of benefit from that. That's actually part of the benefit to the county in eliminating that. This is what I would hope would be the last leg of a decades-long battle with regard to litigation. This litigation, as I've said, started long before most of us were here, with deference to Councilman Collins. Many years ago, it's gone on at considerable expense. And the goal of this litigation was always to, we had an anomaly, a 1974 plan that was slipped through the cracks, so to speak, and had existed today. And it had a lot of things that were not appropriate with today's regulation. It certainly isn't compliant with the UDC. It had, under our law, certain some rights, vested rights to it. It was not in compliance with modern drainage codes. It's not in compliance with modern environmental planning. It's not in compliance with any kind of planning we would do today. But it's grandfathered. It also has grandfathered with regard to traffic rights because it's been counted as part of the traffic for years. It's a 688 unit park with traffic allotted to it. So the only thing left, and I know traffic has been one of the biggest concerns of the council, the only thing left is to pull an entrance permit. And there may be some acceleration, deceleration lanes associated with that, but we wouldn't be talking about intersection improvements. Now, the goal of this settlement, as I said, was to extinguish what we thought was an inappropriate plan and try to bring back something more modern and in keeping with our process and our laws. So the rezonings that are in front of you, Vista Red Line is for a reduced amount, 568 units, of which half are age-restricted. They have less traffic that they would generate than the original plan. It followed the entire county process. It followed the UDC. It follows every county regulation. It follows every state regulation. It has a positive recommendation from land use, went through the land use department, has a positive recommendation from the planning board, went through our planning board process. None of this happened with the prior plan. At this point, those plans are not, we do not have a plan that is accepted at this point. So that means they have to continue to follow more process. And that's where I know some of council's questions regarding traffic have come up, in that they have to go to DLDOT. DLDOT has to ensure it's its job, and they were here. And I know there have been certainly times where the county and DLDOT have not agreed on exactly how something should come out. But DLDOT was here in front of council and assured them that they would make the changes to the roads that were necessary. And more important, they have the ability to do that because they don't have an approved plan. The approved plan still has to follow the process, has to get the letter of no objections, has to meet the requirements of DLDOT with regard to intersection. So again, even with regard to traffic, these new plans, we have more opportunity to bring it into compliance with what we would consider modern standards than we do. When you weigh the two of them, or the two options, we have spent this litigation trying to get to this point to accomplish this purpose, and it's certainly the will of council. The only last words I'd say is these, although council has the ability to vote any of them up and down because it was carefully worded in any agreement that it is the will of council. However,
It will cause a legal quagmire if you vote some of them up and some of them down. That will leave us in limbo. So if you're inclined to vote against them, I would urge you to vote against all three. However, I would urge you that I think we will end up with a far better situation if we end up with a modern plan than we end up with that. What's, if anybody has taken a look at that, it's, there can be mobile home parks that are built well. This isn't one of them. This isn't designed the way you'd even design one of those today. It's an old-fashioned plan, hopefully we can bury it tonight and move forward with something else that's more appropriate. I'll take any questions from council.
Does anyone from council have any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much, Mr. Wilson, for your time. Okay. Any other council have any comments, questions before we open the floor to the public? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject, please come forward. Seeing no comments, I'll close the floor to the public. This is a reminder that this is a rezoning that requires a poll vote. So when you vote, please state your rationale along with your vote on the ordinance. Madam Clerk, please call, please poll council.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam Clerk. I'll be voting in the affirmative based upon the positive recommendation of both our planning board and our land use department.
Mr. Cartier?
You know, normally I would be a little nervous about proactive rezoning, but I, when I look at the all of the facts regarding this one, I feel that the benefit inures tremendously to the government and to the public of New Castle County and the area, and because of the positive recommendation of our land use department and planning board, I will be voting yes on the rezoning of this parcel in Ordinance 09-106.
Ms. Diller?
I, too, am not happy about, normally happy about proactive rezonings, but there does seem to be some rationale for this one. So I will vote yes based on the recommendation of the planning board and land use.
Mr. Hollins?
I will be supporting the recommendations from the planning board and land use department. Vote in the affirmative.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I have some problems with proactive rezoning at this time. I'm going to be voting no, and I believe that in a time that we are redoing the comprehensive plan, that if the Department of Land Use feels that this rezoning on this property is really appropriate, that the proper place to do that would be through the comprehensive plan.
Mr. Powers?
Excuse me, Mr. Kovac.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Along with other council members, I also have some issues with the proactive rezoning process, but based on all the information I've heard on this particular project and based on the recommendations of the Planning Board and the Land Use Department, I will be voting yes on, I am voting yes on this ordinance.
Mr. Powers?
I will be voting yes on this ordinance, same thing with proactive by the recommendation of the planning board and the department.
Mr. Retta?
I'll be voting yes. I'm not real happy with some of the outcome of what was said in the meeting last week, but in light of with the planning board and land use, I agree with them.
Mr. Shelton?
I'll be voting in affirmative because of the positive recommendation from land use and the planning board, and that we can finally get rid of that piece of paper up there that's so embarrassing.
Mr. Smiley?
I will be voting yes in recognition of the positive recommendation of the land use department.
Mr. Street?
I'm mindful and respect the fact that this is part of negotiated settlement. And it's also been approved. It comes forward with the recommendation of the department and the planning board, so I'll be voting yes. I am voting yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I too share the concerns with Councilwoman Kilpatrick. I kind of scold the Land Use Department for not looking at this more as a overall comprehensive plan. Given if I would have only been given that information tonight, I would not be supporting this recommendation for this rezoning. I am going to be voting yes, but based on the applicant's comments and information that they provided me, which really give light and shed a lot more to this the positive recommendation that land use and the planning board offered. But if I'd have only been faced with that, I too would have said a proper place for this would have been in the comprehensive plan. So I'll be voting yes.
Mr. Weiner.
This is very troubling. I appreciate the hard work that's been done by the law department and the applicant. But like Councilwoman Kilpatrick, I'm troubled by the fact that it's a proactive rezoning. Just as we're poised to enter into a new five-year comprehensive plan, and I'm bothered about the fact that there's no specific associated plan. It's just a blank check for ST, and there's no guarantee that the Transportation Department of the State of Delaware will allocate funds in any year beyond the current year, given their budgetary shortfall. So I'm going to vote no. I am voting no.
Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 no.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 09-106 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 09-091, Councilman Powers.
Yes, I move that Ordinance 09-091 be removed from the table.
We have a motion to remove Ordinance 09-091 from the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Councilman Powers.
I move that Ordinance 09091 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 09091, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100 North Side, Old Porter Road, west of Red Lion Road and east of Lauren Drive, 56.709 acres from S suburban to ST suburban transition, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers.
Yes. We just went through a lot of it. This is another part of the three of them.
Okay. Do we have any questions from council regarding this second part, the second property, Councilman Cartier?
Yes, I'd like the applicant's attorney just to present it in a general fashion.
Mr. Abbott, please state your name for the record.
Richard Abbott on behalf of the applicant, Sterling Property Holdings. Mr. President, members of council, I'll be brief. This is a 56-acre site, proposed rezoning S to ST. It's on the north side of Old Porter Road, just, I guess, west, technically, of Red Lion Road. One point I wanted to make at the very beginning, because this issue came up at one of our prior meetings, and I talked to Councilman Retta about it. Tonight, the Ordinance 11-018, the soil stockpiling law or ordinance, was introduced. I just wanted to state, if council wants, the issue was raised before, my client's happy to agree to subject this plan, whether or not the plan is going to be subject to that ordinance based on the timing. To be quite frank with you, it seems like a sensible ordinance from what I read and doesn't impose any unreasonable requirements. So if that's something that is council's wish, we'll be happy to go along with that with a note on the plan.
Excuse me, Mr. Abbott, I think we have a question at that point from Councilman Powers.
I think it'll be with these going forward. We've had some problems with subdivision with the pile already in one of the subdivisions. But let's not get into that today.
Well, Mr. President, in reading the ordinance, I just saw it says projects that are approved after this law is enacted, I believe. So to the extent that this project might technically be grandfathered, we'll be happy to ungrandfather it, if that's what council's will is or wish is. We're going to, the project has 50% open space. It has age-restricted townhouses. has near unanimous Department of Land Use and Planning Board positive recommendations. We talked about the traffic issues. We talked about how you can't propose more units. The project itself is about 5 units to the acre, which the county, at least in definitional terms in its comprehensive plan, defines as medium density. High density is above 9 units to the acre, although I'm not sure how you get above 9 units to the acre, but I guess if you get bonuses, you can. And as we said, the trips are basically being transferred from the mobile home park site to this site and Vista at Red Lion Section 2, which is the next item on your agenda. So unless there's any questions, I think we've already vetted this one fairly well also.
Any questions from council for Mr. Abbott?
Mr. President?
Councilman Bell.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. I, for one, would like to take you up on your offer as far as the ordinance that's being introduced tonight and will be voted upon at the next meeting. Since coming on council, worked along with land use and many of the developments, maintenance corporations in my district regarding the stockpiling of soil on construction sites, and some remain with stockpiling of soil, even though projects have come to a screeching halt. So I, for one, embrace the idea, if the developer would so note on the plan, that if this is passed, that they're willing to make it retroactive for this plan. I think it speaks well for that offer, and significant from the standpoint that this is something that also needs to be done in the future, so that citizens that buy homes, that the developer, the home builders, are good neighbors to the folks that are building their homes. So I would certainly appreciate that.
And we'd be happy to entertain an oral amendment if that's what your intent is, Councilman. I don't know. Whatever the law is that's ultimately passed, obviously it was only introduced tonight, but whatever it says when it becomes part of the UDC, or maybe it's part of the drainage code.
I have no idea how we go about it, but the offer was made, and certainly appreciate that offer.
Yeah, I think with consultation with our council to council, I think Councilman Bell, if you'd like to make that oral amendment, then we can vote on that oral amendment, and if it passes, then it would be part of the legislation we're voting on. So if you would care to make that offer for an oral amendment, and if we get a second, we'll vote on it. Councilman Tackett.
I was just seeking a clarification. Is that the recommendation of council? Council, or should we seek the infinite wisdom of Greg Wilson, or perhaps Dave Culver, as they're going to be the recorder of the plan?
I think, quite frankly, that the will of council, if they seek to offer an amendment, you could call Mr. Wilson if you have a question about the legal effect of the settlement of that oral amendment on the settlement. But otherwise, I think it's a proper procedure to employ. But you're certainly welcome to ask that question before we second the motion or vote on it.
Okay. Well,
if you wish to ask that question, that.
If that seems to be the proper procedure, then let's proceed. Why prolong it?
Okay.
I would just say, since it's at the invitation of the applicant, I don't see how it would adversely affect the settlement in any way.
Thank you, Councilman.
I don't think so.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to offer a friendly amendment to Ordinance Number 09091. As well as 09092, if in fact...
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but I think, unfortunately, we do need to do these one at a time.
One at a time, okay.
I'll second the motion.
091, that this particular plan, if passed by this council, would, be retroactive pending the passage of Ordinance 11-018.
Second.
Feel free to fine-tune that a little bit.
How many times are you going to say?
No. Yes. We have Council to Council wishing to make sure that we do this properly, which I think is a great idea. Council, Council Doolin?
Councilmember Bell, I'm not sure if this is working or not, but did I understand your amendment to be that you would move to amend this ordinance to include the requirements of Ordinance 11018 relevant to stockpiling soil during construction?
That is correct.
If it passes.
Should have passed. Thank you. Okay, we have that recitation of the proposed oral amendment. Councilman Weiner?
Yes, for the record, I'd like to ask the applicant's attorney if this is voluntarily offered.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to have questions on it first. Councilwoman Kilpatrick, right before we vote on it.
Since 11018 is not yet passed, can we do that, not knowing whether it really will pass, or can we just assume, can we say that it's subject to 11018, or if it doesn't pass, the wording as it would have been in 018?
Absolutely. The verbiage in 018 relevant to the stockpiling of soil during construction would be the amendment.
And whether it passes or not.
Correct. And okay. I believe that's what his offer was. Is that correct?
I'll refer to the council's will, but Mr. President, I guess what I was saying was 11018 or whatever language ultimately is adopted by county council, because there could be amendments.
Based upon its passage.
Correct.
Correct.
I'm sure the improvements by amendment would only make it better. It's not going to get any worse, I don't think.
Councilman Rada.
I just want to add a little something to this to clear it up a little. I talked to Mr. Abbott about a week ago. I brought this ordinance up to him, and he voluntarily said that they would do this with the passage of the ordinance.
Fantastic. Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a... I'm sorry, Councilman Street.
I just want to say, we're moving forward with the legal process, and that makes everybody feel good. I feel good and comfortable about the fact Mr. Abbott said he's going to do it. I'm satisfied. He's a man of integrity. It's going to be done.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second, yeah.
Okay, all in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Seeing none, the oral amendment is passed. And it is part of Ordinance 09-091. Any further questions of Mr. Abbott by council?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing none. Any questions of council of the sponsor? Any questions of council of anyone? Mr. Wilson? Seeing none, I will open the floor to public comment. Seeing no public comment, I am going to repeat that this is a rezoning that requires a poll vote. Please state your rationale along with your vote on the ordinance. And though this is awkward, and if we all say how we're voting with our rationale, then we don't need to repeat. I don't think that we need to repeat the vote. But if we say we will or we would, then we're going to need to repeat the vote. So if everybody says their vote and the rationale and their actual vote, we can go through this once. Madam Clerk, if you could please poll council.
Okay.
And Madam Clerk, if you could read the ordinance again. Thank you.
Ordinance 09091 as amended by oral amendment number 1, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100 North Side, Old Porter Road, west of Red Lion Road and east of Lauren Drive, 56.709 acres from S suburban to ST suburban transition, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call. Please poll the council.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'll be voting in the affirmative based upon the positive recommendation of our planning board and our land use department.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
I'm sorry.
I am voting.
Thank you.
Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes on the proposed rezoning of ordinance number 09-091 based on the positive recommendation of our planning board and our Newcastle County Land Use Department. And I also, I'm very supportive of the concept that we're going to have this more dense zoning with age-restrictive townhouse dwelling units to meet the needs of our population.
Ms. Diller.
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Planning Board and Land Use.
Mr. Hollins.
My vote is yes based upon the recommendations from the Planning Board and the Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
I'm voting yes on the positive recommendation of the Planning Board and the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Kovac.
I am voting no, as I am concerned about how this project might comport with the sound land use practices, and I'm concerned that the proposal is inconsistent with community character.
Mr. Powers.
I am voting no, with the effect on the nearby properties and the consistency of zoning in nearby property.
Mr. Retta.
Voting yes, in agreement with land use and planning board.
Mr. Sheldon.
I will be voting yes because of the positive recommendation from land use and the planning board.
Mr. Smiley.
I'm voting yes in recognition of the positive recommendation of the land use department.
Mr. Street.
Yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett.
I'm voting yes with the land use department.
Mr. Weiner.
I'll be voting yes because the plan shows sound land use principles which are incorporated into the 2007 comprehensive plan. I like the proposed. It's specific. It's not a blank check. Thank you.
Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Madam Clerk. Can you please call the, can you please announce the roll call on the, announce the vote on, since I think we all made that vote on that time, so we'd eliminate the two-step process. Did you get all the initial votes? The polling?
Yeah, yes. 11 yes to no.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you. And then hopefully the third time we'll go through this glitch-free. Ordinance 09-091 is approved as amended by oral amendment number one. Moving on, ordinance 09-092, Mr. Powers.
I move that ordinance 09-092 be pulled from the table.
Second. The motion to lift ordinance 09-092 from the table. We have second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ordinance 09-092 is lifted from the table. Councilman Powers.
Yes. I move that ordinance 09-092 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 09092, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, South Side, Old Porter Road, west of Red Lion Road and east of Lauren Drive. 144.81 acres from S Suburban to ST Suburban Transition.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers.
Yes, the third one. If anybody wants to have the
I believe Mr. Abbott, judging good recent history, you might want to come up and say a few words. Mr. Abbott, could you please state your name for the record?
Yes, Richard Abbott on behalf of the applicant, Sterling Property Holdings. Mr. President, thank you, members of council. Again, I'll try and be brief. This is the Vista at Red Lion Section 2, and I brought my little thing, so I do have to use it. You know, these are always fun, even though the little red light bounces around. Anyway, this is a 144-acre site on the opposite side of Old Porter Road, south side, opposite the one that was just approved. 290 single-family detached dwelling units, density of 2 units per acre. There was an issue raised, I think, sort of at one point about YST units, and at least other than with bonuses and so forth, I think even an open space plan S zone only gets 1.56 units to the acre. I'll defer to Mr. Culver on that, but you can't get 2 units to the acre unless you go to ST. The reason for that, these lots are approximately 8,000 square feet each. My client thinks that we should have sort of an alternative in between townhouses and McMansions, which are smaller single family, you know, lots, detached housing lots that are going to be probably more affordable because they don't involve as much land, and obviously the building footprint is smaller, so the building cost will be less. So they'll be in that mid-range that, at least in my experience, has not seen a lot of development approval in the last 15 years or so since the era of the UDC began. The we've talked about all the various issues related to traffic, related to the road improvements that will be required in the DLDOT letter of no objection process, the fact that the trips are transferred over to this site, and as well as Section 1. This project also has 50% open space. As we discussed a few weeks ago, this area right down here is Newcastle County-owned land. Councilman Weiner, I believe, asked us to add a note. We'll do that however you want to, providing for at least pedestrian and any other type of interconnection other than vehicular, because this plan doesn't show a road interconnection and probably can't, because there's a stream down here and a lot of wetlands in this area there. So we'll be happy to do that. And I'll also mention, I see Councilman Bell shaking his head, we'll offer and be certainly more than happy to accept a friendly amendment similar or identical to the last one for the Section 1 plan regarding compliance with whatever law ultimately gets adopted based on Ordinance 11-018. So with that, there's more I could say, but I think we've already been there and done that. Although I would mention that the 2 units per acre does constitute low-density zoning or low-density development, as that is defined by the county comprehensive plan. So even though it's an ST, it's a very low-density ST. So that's all I have, unless there are any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. I actually have a question. I think you addressed a portion of a question that I had left hanging, or somebody else had left hanging, about why the need to change the zoning. Could you explain to us, I guess, what the maximum density would be if the zoning gets approved as requested?
Well, if approved, what you see is what you get. I mean, that's sort of my term, but when the UDC was adopted, in the old days, pre-UDC, you could come in for a rezoning, show a pretty plan on the board, and if you didn't have deed restrictions, you got the blank check rezoning, I think some people used to call it. The UDC ended that. It is impossible to get a blank check rezoning because you get a plan that comes with it. If this plan is changed in terms of the overall unit count above 290 single-family detached dwelling units, then the applicant, my client, would have to come back before council. Council would have the same discretion it does in a rezoning context to either agree or disagree, deny that rezoning. So it's totally within council's power as to whether anything would change in the future on this. I tell you, after 3 years, I seriously doubt, and my client's desire to have these smaller lot residential single-family detached development units, I can't see that happening, and I don't really think there would be any will on council for it to happen, particularly because this is all sort of a compact, a three-part package settlement. So I don't think that'll ever happen, but should it, the council has every right to say thank you, but no.
Councilman Powers?
But how high could ST zoning go?
Well, ST zoning, if you do all apartments, can go up to 8 units per acre.
Thank you.
But again, if there's no plan for that, and if council doesn't want it, even if there was an attempt, it would die a quick death.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
This may be something that the land use manager would have to answer. Under this, as S, what would be the maximum number of homes, single-family homes, that you could put on there? Do you know?
I'll defer to Mr. Culver on that. As I say, when I've got my UDC here, I looked in, I saw 1.56 units per acre on open space planned for gross acreage. So it's 144 acres. That's a little tough math equation, but 144 and 72, 210, 220 maybe, in that neighborhood. This is 290, so it's more dense.
Mr. Culver, could you state your name and position for the record, please?
Good evening, David Culver, General Manager, Department of Land Use. The open space plan option, just for with no age restriction or anything else, would be 1.3. Obviously, there are other density bonuses you could apply in the different zoning classifications. For example, under S, and you made this a workforce housing plan, you could go up to 2.6 TUs per acre with the restrictions in the workforce housing portion of the code. Age-restricted obviously has a different density bonus. That would give you another 25% of the 1.3, and you could mix and match some of those different options. If you had, say, an institutional use where you're doing condos, you might get a little bit more based off the gross floor area that you'd be allowed on the site. So the S district itself is a very low-density district that you wouldn't achieve this type of number without the ST zoning. On the ST zoning, on the flip side, this is very low-end on the ST zoning because we typically would like to see STs in the neighborhood of 4 to 6 TUs to meet the comprehensive plan goals.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Culver? Seeing none, Mr. Abbott. And before we get to the amendment by Councilman Bell, I had a follow-up question. Councilman Powers, were you done? I didn't know. I don't want to cut you off. I guess one of the concerns that I have over this issue, Mr. Abbott, is your client's, you know, future plans. I mean, you know, things change. The property could always be sold. If the property is rezoned from an S to an ST, you know, then by right, a new developer, even though the plans would be different, could come in and develop, you know, on the property, you know, basically, my understanding is by right. So while, you know, your client might not have future plans, this zoning could, it would seem, have, you know, still have an effect on the property. And while we might get some sort of limited say, it would appear to, you know, open the door for zoning that isn't necessarily a plan and a development that isn't necessarily consistent with the plan we have today.
No.
Okay.
Under the UDC, this plan here is what must be built if the lots get moved around a little bit, as long as there's still 290 lots. Maybe as we finalize construction drawings, we have to eliminate a couple lots. It goes down to 285. It can decrease or stay at 290. It can be slightly rearranged if you have to tweak it because of site conditions or that sort of thing when you start doing the general development plan and sanitary sewer and all the specific construction plans. But no, you won't get any more than 290, and you won't see anything that is more than marginally different than the layout that's on this plan right here. And you're right, you get an ST zoning, but again, under the UDC, Mr. President, if you want to, let's say somebody said, well, let's take out a row of, say, 15 houses down here and let's put in some townhouses instead. There would be an application. It would be subject to the same review standards and process as a rezoning, as a full-blown rezoning application. It would come before council. If council, in its discretion, because it has full discretion as in any other rezoning application, if council said, nope, we don't want you to replace those single-family with townhouses, we want you to keep it the same, then that would not be approved. And so the ST doesn't get you anything other than this plan, unless council, in its discretion, same as a rezoning context, decides that it wants to change it. So what you see is what you get. That's what I call it.
Any other questions, Councilman Sheldon?
Could I hear that from my attorney, too? Not that I didn't dispute Mr. Abbott.
Greg Wilson, could you please come up, state your name, and Mr. Wilson and Mr. Culver, please come up, and whoever might answer that, please state your name and the answer for the councilman on the record.
County attorney. I don't want to start a habit of agreeing with Mr. Abbott, but I agree with him. And I think Mr. Culver also agrees, and as the arbiter of all things land use.
Again, David Culver, General Manager, Department of Land Use. Yes, Mr. Abbott, and what he said is correct. The way the code is written, it's strict conformity, and that any change to that plan would have to come back through the council process. And council has seen plans come back through this process already under the UDC for those rezonings. In fact, there's another plan that was just introduced, I think, at the last meeting that's also coming back to ask for a change in what was approved by council. So what you see is what you get.
Councilman Weiner?
I was going to add the legal term. term is strict conformity that Dave used, and that's the legal test that will come back. Whatever minor change had to be in strict conformity to this plan, and if not, it has to come back for a discretionary vote, not a by right vote.
Councilman Weiner?
Yes, thank you. The road here is a country road. It's would now service hundreds of homes. What are the, if any, promised roadway improvements?
Well, as we have talked about at prior meetings, Councilman Weiner, they're obviously going to be subject to DLDOT's input, but as I had mentioned before, the certainly at a bare minimum, you'll see the entrances. You'll also see the widening of the roadway, and Mr. Casper, where did Mr. Casper go? Where's he hiding? And I can't remember. Do we have sidewalks on both sides? Maybe Mr. Casper should come over here and introduce himself. Is it sidewalks on both sides?
Yeah. The Carmen Casper, Howard Roberts, Inc. The roads classified as a collector, and as such, has to be 60 feet wide in right-of-way width and have two cartways 11 feet wide plus a 5-foot shoulder on each side. That's DLDOT's requirement for this type of road. They classify all the roads. And this, we already show that on this plan, the widening to the 60-foot right-of-way and going from a 16-foot wide total to 22 feet of blacktop plus 2 5-foot shoulders. And that will be required by DLDOT before they can give the no objection to record letter.
Follow-up question.
Councilman Weiner,
thank
please.
You. That's reassuring, and thank you for refreshing my recollection. How much distance between these improvements and the main road still yet have to be improved? How far will it be from the main road?
How far to the first intersection of Red Lion and Old Porter? Or
Old
Church,
Porter.
Or to
both.
To both.
Well, there's about 500 feet from the end of our property to the intersection.
Old Porter and then?
Of Old Porter and Red Lion.
And then the next intersection is how far?
Church.
Church, and how far is that?
That's another couple hundred feet.
Okay, are those additional 700 feet also being improved? I mean, I guess they're not going to charge
DLDOT that. DLDOT may or may not impose any other improvements on our plan as a result of the no objection to record letter. We're not that staging.
Okay, so there would be at some point a bottleneck until and unless there were development along the other stretch of road?
It's already developed.
It's already built.
Well, as far as the volumes, the road can handle, you know, the volumes, but the width is inappropriate. So if DLDOT says that in accordance with our entrance plans and our road plans, we have to widen the road all the way to the intersection, then we'll have to. If it's in their judgment, we have to.
But at this point, we don't know.
It's not guaranteed. At the no objection to record stage, that we'll know better what they want.
Thank you.
Mr. President, if I could, the other thing, as we discussed before, is, and I expect this may also happen, as I think Mr. Brokenbrow mentioned last week at the council land use workshop, DLDOT looks at these things and says, well, what's the impact? And I know that's what your concern is, Councilman, and also tries to balance that with, can you put it all on one developer because this development project or these two are not the sole cause. So DLDOT does have a project that's in their capital transportation program. I know you've said the funding's only guaranteed for 1 year. I think that's been the case since they called it the CIP, the Capital Improvement Plan.
And that's correct.
In the 90s. But mm-hmm. But in any event, they have projected or programmed funding for improvements to the intersection of Red Lion Road and Old Porter Road. And as I mentioned before, just a little bit in this direction from the site, there's a curve in the road that's going to be straightened out to some degree by the developer of Meridian Crossing. That's in the works, actually, this year or next year, probably be put in the field. So I anticipate DLDOT will probably as they have been wont to do, particularly in recent years, ask for a contribution to the project that they've already got in their CTP, and probably ask us to go part of the way closer to Red Lion Road, and then their project at the intersection. It doesn't, obviously, as you know, stop right at the intersection. It usually extends 50 or 100 or 200 feet beyond the intersection. So their project for the intersection will probably pick up part. They'll probably ask us to pick up the other part and contribute to the intersection improvement. The other direction, I don't know, but as I said at the Land Use Committee workshop, just my anecdotal experience is this segment of Earl Porter Road between Red Lion and that curve up here a little further in, I guess it would be to the north, is probably, you know, the bottleneck section, the real thin 16-foot-wide paved cartway, old-fashioned. Councilman Powers said it's tar and chip. I don't know whether it's tar and chip or just a crowned little old country road, but in either event, it's pretty minor in terms of what DelDOT has historically built, so that will have to change. And then obviously in conjunction with all those road improvements, we have to address stormwater drainage and all the modern sediment and stormwater control regulation requirements.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Any further questions before we get to Councilman Bell? Councilman Bell.
Question, would you be willing to contribute to further improve the road if DelDOT comes back and requires that or ask you to do that?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to certainly have to do the section on the front edge of the two properties and somewhat beyond that. I don't know what the order of magnitude of that cost is, and I don't know who else DelDOT already has on the hook, because I say on the hook, you know, when somebody, it sounds bad, it has an agreement from that has an obligation to contribute to either that intersection project or other improvements on Old Porter Road. So if there's nobody else that they've got lined up with a commitment, they may try and push more of it on us. But I think the most sensible thing for this would be to cover the area that's along the site frontage and then a certain distance closer to Red Lion Road, at least to the point where DelDOT will meet it with their intersection improvement project at Red Lion and Old Porter. But you don't get a letter of no objection unless you agree, and you don't get approval from County Council, even though the final record plan approval is not discretionary like the rezoning. The UDC clearly states that without that letter from DelDOT, it doesn't ever come before this council. So we will certainly be required by the process to make the improvements DelDOT points out and indicates as a condition of letter of no objection approval.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to make an oral amendment to ordinance number 09092 to include compliance requirements that are outlined in Ordinance 11-018 based upon its passage.
Second.
Thank you. The motion has been made to orally amend Ordinance number 09092 to include the reference language, and the motion has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Question. A point of information. For the applicant, is it voluntarily agreeing to this?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think we had all in favor. And we had all in favor. And all opposed? Okay, unanimous approval. All right, thank you very much. Any further questions from council? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, we'll repeat for the last time tonight that this is a poll vote. The rezoning that requires a poll vote, please state your rationale along with your vote on the ordinance, and if we get an affirmative vote one way or the other, a yes or a no, we don't have to call the roll afterwards. So, Madam Clerk, could you please read the title and call the poll vote?
Ordinance 09092 is amended by oral amendment number 1. Revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, south side, Old Porter Road, west of Red Lion Road, and east of Lauren Drive, 144.81 acres from S-Suburban to ST-Suburban transition. Mr. Bell.
I will be voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department and our Planning Board.
Point of information, I will be voting
I am voting.
I am voting. I'll get that down tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Bob.
Keep him at the class.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, I will be voting yes.
I am
voting yes on ordinance number 09-092 to rezone the property from S to ST based on the positive recommendation of our land use department and our planning board.
Ms. Diller.
I am voting no based on the character of the surrounding community.
Mr. Hollins.
My vote is yes, supporting the recommendations from the board and the department.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
I'm going to be voting no on this. I lived in this area for 7 years, and I truly believe that adding this many more homes under ST is going to have an adverse effect on the existing properties.
Mr. Kovac.
Thank you. I am voting no, as I believe that the plan does not comport with the SAN land use practices, particularly concerned about the over roadways and safety on the roadways, and I am voting no.
Mr. Powers?
I am voting no for the adverse impact on nearby properties.
Mr. Retta?
I'm voting yes in accordance with land use and planning board.
Mr. Sheldon?
I am voting yes because of the positive recommendations from land use and the planning board.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes in recognition of the positive recommendations from the land use department.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes consistent with the recommendations from the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes in joining the department in the recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
I'm troubled. I do like the pedestrian connectivity, but I'm going to be voting no because of the adverse impact on the nearby roads and the inconsistency with the character with the existing community.
I am voting no.
I am voting no.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 5 no.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 09-092 is approved. Moving on to item J on the calendar, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions. I believe we have two resolutions in front of us tonight. First, we have resolution 11-031, Councilman Weiner.
Yes, please read resolution 11-031 into the record for consideration by council.
Second.
Resolution 11031, honoring Kate Bowes for outstanding service to the community and for lifetime achievements.
Yes, council was notified that Kay, who's been working with Newcastle County since November 1998, helped implement the children's area and the Brady 100 Library and many other notable accomplishments, is now retiring from our county force, and we'd like to thank her for her dedication to education and civic duty.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, open up to the public for questions or comments. If anybody has any questions, please come forward. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution
11-031. Mr.
Bell? Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes.
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call bill 13.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-031 is approved. Moving to resolution number 11-032, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like resolution number 11-032 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 11032, congratulating Matthew Van Helpita for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Councilman Cartier.
So we have a great tradition, I think, here honoring our Eagle Scouts and our communities throughout Newcastle County, and Matt P. certainly deserves this recognition and honor from us, and I hope council will support that in the vote coming up.
I will be voting yes.
Sorry.
Any questions or comments from council? Seeing none, any questions or comments from the crowd, from the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-032.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Ms. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tappet?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution number 11-032 is approved. Moving on to item K, introduction and consideration of emergency ordinances. I do not have anything before me. I do not see anything before me. Any council members know of any emergency ordinances? Seeing none. Moving on to item L, public comment. If the public does, I'm sorry. I don't have any other. Seeing no other items, moving to item L, public comment or other. If there will be public comment, now's your time to speak. We will limit each speaker to 3 minutes. There'll be a timer placed on your podium, the yellow light indicating 30 seconds remaining. Please try not to be duplicative and refrain from any personal attacks. Purpose of the hearing is to hear your views on a specific issue. It's not the appropriate forum for questions and answers. Council and the executive staff are available should you have any specific questions afterwards. Is there any member of the public wishing to make public comment at this time? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Motion to shorten your explanation.
Hey,
I'm always ready for it, buddy.
Congratulations. Don't you accuse me.
I would never. I would never.
Trust me, I'm never the first man out of the garage. So, we'll do it.
Sorry, I didn't see.
Yeah, that's next.
Yeah,